playing around the backside. Diamond with it, looking for a passing lane. Down low to Baldick. Back around, and it's cleared by the Express. Under 9 to go. 45 seconds to go. You got to think Rapids maybe has two more good opportunities at trying to drive this puck down deep. Aggressive forecheck. Alexander and Birch playing down deep as Ilian to Baldick brings it up. Pass around Underhill. Bullock can't hold on to the pass as that goes all the way down. 23 seconds to go, so you got to figure this might be the last opportunity on this power play for Rapids. Ilian skating through neutral ice, trying to bring it up, sends it around the boards. That's stopped by Freshwater. He sends it back around. Rapids not able to hold it, and that's 5 seconds left on the power play. And the Express, they withstand that opportunity from Rapids as both teams back to full strength with about 8 minutes to go. Rapids still trailing 2-1 to the Express as a turnover deep in their zone. Rapids had trouble there as Birch from the circle shot. That gets deflected in front. Under 8 to go. Chota had a shot blocked right in front of him. Duke. Bounce off the boards. Ouch, going short side. Puck bounces, turned away by Freshwater. I wasn't sure where that went myself. I don't think Freshwater saw it either as he was looking around for a second. 7.5 to go in regulation. Far side, Ruffalo gets around the defense. Nice move, shot from the slot, turned away by the defense. Because that was a heck of a defensive effort there by Gatiss. Nice hit on the far side. Duke centering to Byman. He gets checked from behind. No whistle. That was a clean shot, I do believe. As bouncing puck at the circle, trying to get it out of there. As the Express, they do. Back to neutral ice as Nelson gets it up ahead to Duke. Byman holds it in the zone. That was close to offsides. No whistle. Letting them play. Good thing. Like seeing them play. Game the way it's supposed to be. Offsides will be on Rapids. Now they clear the zone. 6:45 left to go in the third period. Shot sent in behind the goal of Shaw. Rapids trailing 2-1. Chevy Alexander played up ahead. The Ruffalo back to neutral ice. Korobinkov up ahead. Chipped up ahead to Ruffalo. Ruffalo on a one-on-one. He slows up, tried to center it, stopped by the defense. Good play by Nechota. Turnbrink, shot, and that's covered up by Shaw. 6:10 going in regulation. Rapids trailing 2-1. Time's starting to slip away from Rapids, but still a lot can happen in 6:10. But pretty even this last little bit of time. Rapids good chances and opportunistic chances taken by the Express.
Certainly closing the shot gap from the second period.
Express still leading that 32-28 as Rapids has picked it up in this third period. That second period, a little flat play, really did them in to this point. But under 6 minutes to go, Rapids trying to get something going here as good defense held out of a scoring possibility through the slot as loose puck gets turned into the corner by Shaw. Tied up in the corner is Duke. Higgins is now bringing it up far side is Williams. Williams with the puck. He's got getting double teamed behind the goal. 5.5 to go. Duke out front to Fletcher. Fletcher shots. Big rebound. And that gets turned away by Freshwater. So puck gets lifted in front of the beer garden. Duke skates around. Shot. Bounce right on the doorstep and covered up by Freshwater. As in more opportunities for Rapids. 5:16 to go in regulation, still trailing 2-1. Now it's a 33-30 shot advantage for the Express, but the shots don't matter. It's the score that matters, and that's the Express advantage, 2-1.
Looks like Riley Duke is jumping in for JJ, who seems to be injured. Riley Duke coming from deep.
As now there's a rush on, turned around, there's big rebound, they could not bury it, they being the Express, so Rapids dodged a bullet there, as that's right. Nothing. Jack Soy has not been out recently. His backhand opportunity there by Gillian. That gets turned away by Freshwater as we're under 5 minutes to go. Oh, Olivia Vildick sends a puck off the board. Stopped behind by Freshwater. Trying to find teammate there as that gets lifted over everybody. And it will be an icing. 4:39 to go in regulation. As Rapids still trails 2-1. That's a good observation. I had not put that together yet in the old melon that hadn't seen Doxoy for a while. So, faceoff now coming back in the express zone. 4:39 to go. Diamond against Jacob Alexander. Faceoff controlled by the express. Got to start wondering with time winding down when Rapids might want to take a timeout or just start looking to pull Shaw. There's a whistle. Puck comes out of play. Line change for the Express. 4:26 to go. That will be coming up. Neutral ice. Face off. Byman against Zachary Holling. Bouncing puck on that faceoff, controlled by Tumbrink of the Express. He's trying to get around the defense. He cannot. As Sevi Alexander picks it up, now back the other way. Neutral ice. Korobankikov brings it up into the zone. He gets held up. As backhand opportunity, loose puck, shot, a goal! Rapids ties it up, rebound from Byman, and it's in! Rapids ties it up, 2-2, the 4:07 to go!
And that has just brought the energy on both the bench and the crowd completely alive. Rapids are back in this one, and are only within one on the shot count.
Well, Rapids, they got that opportunity with that bouncing rebound. That bouncing rebound that got put in by Byman, that is exactly what Rapids needed. And we've got a tight hockey game now, 2-2, that we may get free hockey tonight. We'll see how this last 4:07 goes. It's going to be very tough to be told. A shot comes in off that faceoff, turned away by Freshwater. Seventh of the year. As they're double checking the score. As Rapids with the ball, with the puck, excuse me, not ball, gotta stop watching football. As having issues with the PA system announcing the score. Shot sent in, deflected by the defense. Nearly three and a half to go. Bouncing puck, turned away by Rapids. Comes out, Strachota tried to take a shot. Chopped out of there by Buldick. Gillian picks it up at the blue line. Skating in, getting around some defense. Tried to center it, and Allstrand was not there. Duchesne pokes the puck into the corner. Duchesne has it now. He just gets turned around, chops at it, gets it knocked behind the goal. Opportunities there for Rapids. Loose puck at the doorstep. That's cleared by Ruffalo. Ruffalo looking up ahead to Korobankikov. He can't hold on to it as we've got under 3 minutes to go in regulation. Nice little hit in front of the express bench is Buldick. Over to Duchesne. Coaching staff from Rapids saying skate, skate. Byman has it poked away, back out neutral ice for Rapids. Duchesne tries to send it down deep. Calzada, he touches it up with 2:37 to go in regulation, 2-2 hockey game between Rapids and the Express. Rapids, there's a turnover. Byman skates to the near side, looking for somewhere to go with it, centers it through. Nobody home.
All right, we're back. How about that?
As Skatus sends it right back down.
There was a goal that was scored that
tied up in the corner.
Goal was scored by number 3, Logan
Byman, with the goal being officially reported.
He was assisted by number 17, Korobankikov.
He gets the assist. And Jacob Sevi Alexander is jumping around as Ruffalo, and we got an offsides whistle. 1:56 left to go in regulation. 15:53, time of the goal. So we got a 2-2 hockey game. 34 shots apiece, so very even game as the score would suggest. The shots suggest a two as there's a neutral ice faceoff. Coming up is Hauling against Diamond. Bouncing puck controlled by Rapids, now sent down deep. Ilian, a little bit of pressure. Not expected pass there. That was picked up by Stoftest. Shot right to the glove, off the glove of Shaw. Express trying to get it up there, and now it's skating out by Ilian. He's got a minute and a half, getting around the defense. Shot goes way high and into the net. Well, there will be a whistle. 1:26 to go in regulation. 2-2 hockey game. Anyone scores in this last 1:26, that could be all she wrote. As faceoff coming into the Express zone, it will be to the glove side of Freshwater. Looks like Lundbohm and Diamond for the faceoff. Control by Ruffalo and Rapids. Now it's loose. Everyone battling for it. Comes back out. Neutral ice. Now set up ahead. Cumbrink. Duke slows it all up. This puck picked up by Duke. Sends it to the corner. Sharp angle shot tipped away. Near side for Ilian. Ilian sends it up. Neutral ice. 1 minute left to play. Held in by Korobenkov. He sends it into the attacking zone. 53 seconds to go, 2-2 game. Getting close to extra hockey. Sending it into the slot. Nobody home, picked up by the defense. Back the other way as Jacob Alexander. Got to beat a couple of River Kings get there. He's waiting for numbers as 36 seconds remain. Duke up off the boards, neutral ice, and there's going to be an icing. 30 seconds to go in regulation. 28 seconds to go in regulation. 2-2 hockey game. So what's the thought process? Obviously don't let a quick shot go in here with the last 30 seconds of regulation, but you get an opportunity, obviously you go for it, but just saying skate for overtime or play some, I mean, there's a lot to go into this.
Yeah, it's there'll be a lot going through the minds of the players on either end of the ice. Very tough fought battle, I think. No doubt that the goaltenders have been the difference makers.
Well, he was right there being Shaw, as that was a face-off won by the Express and a laser from Alexander sent top of the circle right into the belly of Shaw. 26 and a half to go in this third period of regulation. Another face-off to the glove side of Shaw. Sent in, kicked away by Shaw. That was another face-off victory for the Express. Chevy Alexander trying to get possession of the puck. 18 seconds to go. Set up by Diamond. Diamond, he's getting a full head of steam. He's trying to get around the defense. 10 seconds, 9, 8, and down he goes, trying to get opportunity. Shot to goal! Rapids goes ahead with 4 seconds to go. Ruffalo on the redirect. Rapids has the lead. Would you somebody step up. Mateo Ruffalo did for Wisconsin Rapids as they go up 3-2 with 4.4 to go.
And that's just an incredible moment for all the fans and the bench, that life has been given to this team in the third period when it mattered most.
That was something. You play to the horn. You play to the horn, and that's what Rapids and the Express were doing. And it just went in the benefit of Wisconsin Rapids. His faceoff is controlled 3-2-1. And there is your horn, and there is a Wisconsin Rapids River King winner by a final score of 3-2. What a finish tonight. Get the official scoring here. Mateo Ruffalo, he got the goal.
Two games a little bit close to comfort against this Northwest Express team. Potentially some things that the Rapids are going to want to clean up before they face them at home at the Spooner Civic Center in early January. But regardless, a lot of positives. That never quit mentality, I think, is the reason that a lot of these fans in this community love this team.
The no quit effort, that's blue collar, and blue collar is Wisconsin Rapids to the T. And tell you what, blue collar is the express to T2. They are a very solid team. And then, of course, hard fought game. One side very disappointed, one side elated. But then they come down and have a very good positive moment that you like to see. You just get done beating up on each other for an hour, but then you can put it aside and say, hey, there's bigger things in the world than hockey. But talk about this game here. Express, just like last night, scored early. Power play goal by Eli Underhill, 2:21 time, with assists to Brett Tumbrink and to Preston Lumbone. But Rapids, they scored later on in the frame as the team looking to bust down the beer pyramids. And there they go. Nelson Ruffalo bust it down on one side. And they got another one over there. They're going to bust down two. But get back to the scoring. Mikhail Ilium, 16:28 power play goal with assists to Noah Diamond and Felix Allstrand. That's how we sat. 1-1 after one period. Express, however, they took a lead as Braden Stachota, he scored at 16:31 with an assist to Jacob Alexander. And that's how the Express took a 2-1 lead through two periods, and they kept Rapids out of the back of the net. But at 15:53, Logan Byman, he tied it up. Assists to Daniil Korobenkov and Jacob Chevier Alexander. And then, right when we're thinking we're going to overtime with 4 seconds left, Mateo Ruffalo lights the lamp at 19:56 with assist to Chevy Alexander and Logan Byman. And boy, oh boy, it was a good one. Good game. We've got to do the three-star players of the game here. I think I know who's going to be the first star. Yes. First, between the pipes tonight, Deacon Shaw. He's the three-star player of the night. As he goes to deliver a shirt to a kid. Number 17, Daniil Korobenkov. He gets his two-star hat and a shirt to give to the fans. And then the first star player gonna get the cold water shower. And it's kind of a no-brainer, but number two, Mateo Ruffalo, he's got the one star tonight as he will get the cold water bottle shower as he gives a shirt to a kid. As Rapids wraps up this weekend series with a 2-0 sweep over the Express in a very hotly contested game. Rapids finished the game with 35 shots as 32 saves for Rylan Freshwater. He was very, very tough, as he always is for the Express, whereas Deacon Shaw, boy, he had his work cut out for him as he made 34 saves and 36 shots faced. Rapids outshot tonight, 36-35, but it's the number in the scoring column that matters most, and that's Rapids 3, Express 2. It's going to be a tough one to follow as we're kind of laughing about it now. Scored with 4 seconds to go by Mateo Ruffalo. Rapids gets away with a 3-2 victory over the Northwest Express. Well, Rapids, they're gonna be on the road next week. They will be heading over to Michigan for the Fresh Coast Freeze, but they'll be back November 7th and 8th for a two-game set against the Minnesota Mullets, 7 p.m. both games. But will be here for that. So that'll do it for this broadcast. That'll do it for this weekend. Liam, great job tonight. Really, really good talking with you and great insight tonight.
Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of fun. Fun game.
That's what it's all about, my friend. So for Carl on the camera, Art on the camera, a ringleader up here, Matt, I'm Mike Comer. Everybody, have a great, safe weekend, great week, and we'll catch you next time on Black Bear TV, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 FM, WIRI.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 WIRI is proudly brought to you by Rapids Transmission, Econ Electric Inc., Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Partly sunny for your Sunday, a high near 60. And more sun on Monday, a high in the upper 50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's 39 right now.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Me over you, they hooking me up, yeah, buying me drinks with a thousand girls. There's just one thing, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of a midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Don't know what you did, but you done it good. You don't know how bad that I wish I could. Delete you from my phone, find a girl and take her home. But there's just one thing wrong.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know watching your baby blue eyes dancing in
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app.
105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa.
Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
They got whiskey river on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want more. This broke-heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. A bunch of good-time numbers on the stall door, sure you on the dartboard. Them cinder block walls ain't ever been clean, still ain't as dirty as you done me. Whiskey river on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want more. This broke-heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. Girls like you, that's where we run to. We got whiskey river on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke-heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you.
Get broken and love gets bruised.
Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
There's something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? There's something about a truck in a farmer's field, and there's something about beer sitting on ice after a long, hard day. Makes it taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice, and there's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy a mess. There's something about a girl in a red sundress, and there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. You wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. Hey.
Way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the go-tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah! Turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man, playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy.
She got an MBA and a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close the deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness up
when she comes in here. And she's a product of the me generation. She's got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama, when love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah. Sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good. Love was easy. Yeah, yeah. Entertained to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Hey, hell yeah. Song.
A guitar man playing all night long.
Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good.
Hell yeah, turn it up.
Favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI. Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most.
Smile on her face when she made at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Says she's had enough of me. I've had enough of her too. I might as well go on and set her free. She's already turned me loose. No fault, no blame, nobody done no wrong. That's just the way it sometimes goes. Sometimes two people just don't get along. And it's time to hit the road. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well. Take it slow, easy come girl, easy go. It out 100 times, 99 it didn't work. I think it's best we put it all behind before we wind up getting hurt. No hard feelings, darling, no regrets, no tears and no broken hearts. Call it quits, calling off all bets. It just wasn't in the cards. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well. Take it slow, easy come girl, easy go.
Whatever she's got. Classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
She moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. Called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, I said wow, she said when, and I said how about right now, love, can't wait, then I asked if she believed in faith, and she said yes.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
I wish girls you love never gave back down.
diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. Wish kids still learn to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to mama tried. I wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish Sundays on the creek bank would never end. Wish I could learn to drive again. Wish the first time 17 she was my everything. Kiss in a Chevrolet could happen every day. I wish everybody overseas was gonna make it home. I wish country music still got played on country radio. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. And I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. Never died. And I wish good dogs never got playing old. I wish farms never got sold. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. And I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish grandpas never died.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now. Girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that. T-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough.